No one can discern your mission and your vocation for you. This is a fundamental reality. It doesn't matter how much advice you seek, how much you consult. If you take, you know, they have those aptitude tests. I don't know if they still do that. Which profession might be best for you when you get older? It doesn't matter all of those different tools. When all is said and done, to truly discern what we are called to do, each one of us must enter into our relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We must learn to hear the work of the Holy Spirit and respond accordingly. We hear in today's gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ, they try to get him off track with his mission. They see a lot of resistance, even from his own family. And there's a lot we could say, and there's a lot of ways that some of these parts of these passages could be misinterpreted. But the reality is, Christ stands firm because he knows who he is and he knows what he is called to do in his relationship with the Father. Jesus is perfectly God, but he's also the perfect human being. He receives everything from the Father in his humanity and his divinity. He listens to the Holy Spirit. Being perfectly God, he shows us the path that each one of us in that relationship with him, with the Father, and with the Holy Spirit, in the solitude of our hearts, each one of us must discern what we are called to do and then pursue it. Of course, we know our family can help us. Friends can help us. But we also see in today's scripture that when all is said and done, those other voices can also be a great hindrance. So often, when we don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when we don't take time to know his word, to hear his voice, to examine our hearts, we are like today's first reading. Where are you? The Father says to Adam and Eve, where are you? We're lost. We may be listening to the latest trend. We may be listening to our emotions in a sense, not necessarily in that sense of deeper discernment, but just what excites us. So we see what's on television or we see what's in the media and we say, oh, that's where it's at. It's superficial. It doesn't have roots. And so often, that same question could be said of us. Where are you? What are you seeking day by day? And instead of turning to the Father, we're like Adam and Eve because of original sin. We try to hide. We try to hide from what our Lord wants for us to do. Of course, a lot of us may be a little bit older, so we've discerned who we're called to marry, or we've discerned our vocation, we've discerned our mission. But we also have many among us who are a little bit younger, and we have families that we are raising, grandchildren that we are raising. If we want to teach our children to discover true happiness, that whole life of the Beatitudes where our Lord says, blessed or happy are those. And he gives a description of what it means to be Christ-like. If we want to teach our kids the path of happiness, we must teach them to discern their mission and vocation, to ask, instead of what I want to do, Lord, what do you want me to do? And when the Father goes seeking their hearts, instead of running and hiding, they'll turn to the Lord. Here I am. I come to do your will. That song that is so personified in the person of Jesus Christ. Here I am. I come to do your will. For me, this is actually an exciting transition. Not transition out of the parish, I'll explain in a second. It's an exciting time for me. At my last parish, I started up my last year. I was there for 2 years. I started a prayer that a young man from our parish would feel the call to enter seminary so as to discern a vocation to the priesthood. And I said it that specific way. Not that he's going to enter seminary and automatically he'll be ordained. Not even necessarily that we will be guaranteed a priest. But just simply that a young man will be open to it. Will feel that call. Will feel that potential. Let me give this a try. Let me enter into formation to discern if this is God's will for my life. And the exciting thing for me is that a young man that I mentored and talked with and taught him the Liturgy of the Hours and prayer is now entering seminary for my last parish. And so what I want to do in this year is to continue that prayer. And every Mass that I celebrate, I've already started before, is to continue that prayer that a young man from our parish may feel the call to enter seminary so as to discern a vocation to the priesthood. And in, like our last parish, it may not happen this year, may not happen next year. Maybe it'll be a young man who's middle school, elementary school, and they'll, not a young man, a boy, and that when they grow older. But just to make that the consistent prayer, that we'll have a vocation that'll come out of our parish, whether it be ECU Newman or St. Peter's, that we'll pray. Ultimately, and it's not just about numbers and about, hey, let's get somebody in there to seminary so we can prove it to the diocese. And it's not just about my ego or our ego. But ultimately, that each one of our young people will have the courage to pursue what God is calling them to. And I believe if that is the case, that if we truly cultivate a culture of discernment, then we will have tons of vocations. And yes, as my last parish, he said, well, what about the girls? Yes, we'll have religious sister vocations as well. But I do want to focus on the fact that we have a shortage of priests. We need priests urgently. And it's not just about filling holes. But we will build a culture of discernment, and we will produce vocations. And this will produce priestly vocations, religious sisters, but it will also produce better marriages and better families. So instead of young people just thinking, oh, that person looks good, or whatever, they excite me, whatever it might be, they'll say, is this person going to lead me to the Father? Is this person going to lead me to Jesus Christ? And is this what I'm called to do by the Holy Spirit? So let's cultivate that culture of discernment. And I ask you to join in with me as I pray from here on out, for the rest of the time here, every Mass, that a young man from our parish may feel the call to enter seminary so as to discern a vocation to the priesthood. Amen.